Our other big story, Salman Khan, who seems to be the Sultan of acquittals. How does he get away? Is it good luck? Is it his star power? Is it the way our judicial system is set up? Or is it always the story of a driver? Salman Khan has now been acquitted in two poaching cases. Is this literally passing the buck? He's been absolved of the allegation of shooting chinkaras in Rajasthan. There's still one pending case in the Black Buck case, but this is another set of acquittals after the acquittal he got when he was accused of driving over a pavement dweller. At that time, a driver stood up to take responsibility. This time, a driver did not show up to justify. The Sultan of acquittals, how should we read this? Our panel today, we're joined in the studio by Gauri Maliki. She's a well-known animal rights activist, also an advisor to Minister Meneka Gandhi. We're joined by Nasir Abdullah, actor and commentator. Purva Joshipura of PETA, is the well-known animal rights group, is also with us. And Zafar Sireshwala, who's a chancellor of the Maulana Azad National Urdu University, but also a close family friend of Salim and Salman Khan, is also joining us. Zafar Sireshwala, good luck. Flawed judicial system. What is it? I mean, you know, Salman really seems to have you know, appropriate the being the king of acquittals, the sultan of acquittals.
Barkha, I think this is the honorable court has given this clean sheet to him.
Yes.
But you know, Barkha, I was surprised.
Yes.
If somebody has faint idea of you know, this shooting, or what you call jisko apni zuban mein hum log bolte hain shikar. You know, shikar never happens with one person.
Yes.
I mean, here was Salman Khan.
Yes.
Salman was driving the car. Salman was shooting. Salman was carrying the lantern. And Salman was also showing the road in the middle of night at 3 a.m. in a place which he doesn't even know. Even in Mumbai, if you want to put somebody at a place at 3 o'clock in the night, two people have to go with him. So, how can you have a shikar with one person? There must be at least 7 or 8 people.
So are you saying Salman
and then
is
we also have
out?
Two people to do the salah.
Zafar Sireshwala, are you saying Salman Khan has been singled out? Are you saying he's
because,
been singled
see,
out?
This is the rule of the game. Yes, absolutely. Because, you know, it is the idea of the police all the time. They either put wrong people on that job or they put wrong evidences. And ultimately, the person is getting acquitted. We have seen this for years together, from terrorism charges to everything. We are seeing this.
Okay.
This is the standard procedure with the police, which has been happening, and this is the result of that.
Let me bring in Gauri. Gauri, can we blame Salman Khan for the failure of the prosecution? Whether it was that hit and run case with the pavement dweller or whether it's this case, the fact of the matter is, when witnesses turn hostile, when key witnesses refuse to testify, should we hold Salman Khan responsible for that?
We should perhaps not hold him responsible for the failure of the prosecution. However, manipulation of the prosecution is something that we can definitely suspect in
this
case.
And where do you see the manipulation?
Well, there were, beginning with the Forest Department, which failed to find the pellets, and then the police had to step in and find the pellets, and then the knives were found. They were found to be too small. Now, that there is absolutely no barometer to judge whether what kind of a knife is required. However, the entire Forest Department failed to substantiate a case. They absolutely know nothing about investigation. We've seen that in every state in wildlife cases. This is nothing new. That
so
is why convictions are so low.
Are you suggesting inefficiency or are you suggesting
complicity? Both, a combination. This case is a remarkable example of a combination of inefficiency and manipulation. Because despite such blaring discrepancies, so many you know, evidences,
what
an eyewitness.
The most damning evidence that has been ignored or overlooked?
There is an eyewitness who went missing. He was in court for twice for, he was there for hearing. The defense did not you know, ask him then, and then later on the driver went missing. Nobody is focusing on that. The investigation of this case should have been given to CBI, because both forest and lower level police officers seem to be completely inefficient in
Nasir Abdullah. Every time Salman Khan is in controversy, you have all of his friends, the industry, his family friends lining up to support him. But the popular perception is developing that no matter what the charges against him, it doesn't stick. He uses a really misplaced rape analogy to talk about his film. He refuses to apologize for that. In a hit and run case, his driver stands up to take responsibility. Yeah. The driver was not driving. The chinkaras happened. He literally passes, you know, the buck literally gets passed.
Yeah.
Why do you all still defend him?
I'm not going to defend him. I have a situation of my own. I'm not a fan of his. I don't think very much of him, but I know the father for many years, so I'm actually coming from there. So,
but what does that have to do with the facts of the case?
I will tell
Almost
you.
Almost everybody brings in their personal what equations would, yes, to
Yes, absolutely.
To
I don't agree with Mr. Zafar as well, what he was saying, all this stuff about how there's been a mismanagement by the police and all. No, what I'm actually saying is that here is a person who has most probably effectively made a mistake. And I think it should be put behind us. And I think
by doing what?
I think
by,
yes,
no
I think that there should
no
be there should be a settlement out of the court with the Bishnois and the community whom is offended, etc., etc. And it should be worked out, and it should be allowed. But with a stringent warning. Next time you do anything stupid, we will incarcerate
you. So let me get the animal rights activist Purva and Gauri to respond to that. Gauri,
this amuses you
because
absolutely.
You think it's outrageous.
It's ridiculous even to imagine that. The Bishnoi community aren't the aggrieved people. Here the protection of wildlife was vested in the Wildlife Protection Act 1972. That has been, tomorrow if you run over a child and you apologize to the father, does that acquit you? No, it makes nothing. And out-of-court settlements are even illegal, if I may say so, in a case like that.
Let me get Purva in. Purva, how do you see this? Because, you know, the point is that ultimately, if the police doesn't build a good case, if the witnesses don't testify, if the witnesses, you know, we can say Salman got away, he's the Sultan of acquittals, but in the end, it's the system that's flawed.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you what our biggest challenge is as an animal protection group. When members of the public see something like this, somebody getting away killing animals or hurting animals, it encourages other people to do that same thing. And that's the shameful aspect of all of this. Salman Khan is a big hero. If people see him doing it, they may think that they can get away with doing it too. And black bucks and chinkaras, they're extremely vulnerable species. They're endangered. But any species who is shot during hunting, that's not a quick kill. They're usually injured. They usually die later slowly. They run away of blood loss, gangrene, starvation. When mother animals are killed, orphaned animals are left behind to starve. So this is a very serious crime.
There's a kind of
brazenness. It's something that we need.
There's a kind of brazenness that you think would encourage others to do the same.
Well, that's right. If you just get away scot-free, what's stopping somebody else from thinking that they also can get away scot-free? Sure. We would really call upon Salman Khan to use this opportunity and experience to actively speak out against crimes against animals, to actively speak out against hunting. And if he knows in his heart that he's guilty, to be human and to fess up to that fact.
Yeah. Zafar Sareshwala, you know, the court itself, while acquitting him, is actually pointing to some of the gross contradictions of this case. The fact that you have a Harish Dulani, who's neither examined nor cross-examined, as Gauri Mulekhi is pointing out, a key witness. The fact that, you know, the prosecution is not able to conclude which weapon was used for hunting. This all points to a failure of policing. It points to a deja vu. It reminds you of exactly the same shoddy policing and the shoddy prosecution work that was done in the pavement dwellers, when the pavement dweller was run over. How can people not believe that this is because of the influence and the money and the clout that Salman enjoys? I can't believe an ordinary person, the prosecution, would build such a weak case.
Barkha, we shouldn't forget that the same lower court of Jodhpur had put Salman Khan for 5 years and 1 year. So it's laughing. Because if Salman would have been put behind bars for 5 years, then it would have been a good justice. Hmm. I mean, just because he's been acquitted by a court, it is brazen. I mean, from day one, because the police wanted to book a celebrity, they created all false evidences.
Which
and because at that level,
I don't
it
think
can
the
work.
Police has created
but
any
these
evidence.
False
that
evidences,
the
they do
the
not work at the higher level.
Zafar, what is this evidence that you think is created? Yes, the court has spoken about how no weapons were found and they were found later. The prosecution was not able to conclude which weapon was used. The court also says it's next to impossible to kill a deer with an air gun, which is not a firearm. Gauri, do you want to come in on that?
That just proves that there were more weapons than just one air gun. You know, it is as simple as that. They just failed to establish the presence of more weapons. You know, it doesn't mean that there weren't any. However, this one case sets an example very correctly, like Purva has said, that the entire conviction system in our country for wildlife offences is totally flawed, because there is no training these people the minute. And it's not that people wanted to plant evidences to convict Salman. It's a major uphill task even to book a case against a celebrity. A major, major uphill task.
So Nasir, how do you suggest an out-of-court settlement, and why do you suggest it, and what does it have to do with your knowing his father? Why is that even relevant?
Yeah, it would be. Supposing if it was my father and he was involved in a crime, then I would try to save him. So,
but
it is like
that.
That's
the point, that only the rich and powerful are fathers who can save them, right?
It is not about
the rich. Or end up apologizing for grown men, like in the rape, the horrible rape metaphor. Why does his father have to come out? He's a grown man. I mean, he's a superstar, right? He can come out and apologize himself.
Yeah, he could have done that. It was unnecessary to say that, though I was not very, very offended with it. But I understand
a man
of his standard.
No, I'm sure you were not offended, but you're not a woman.
No, it has nothing to do with men and women. Men get raped too. Boys get raped.
Yes,
I know about that. Yeah,
raped,
it's another story.
Boys get raped. But
that's another discussion.
We are
not here. We are not here to discuss about
palatable.
Who can talk about rape and who
cannot. No, we're here
who
to talk
cannot.
About why does Salman Khan get away?
Yeah, yeah. That is it. That was unnecessary, and he didn't need to say that to the media. If I say it amongst my friends, use a word like rape, it's accepted. They will laugh. But when you are a man like who you are, you say something like that, it gets you into trouble. And he could have apologized. I don't know why he didn't apologize.
Purva,
that's very
silly. Let me bring you. The narrative that's building up here is, you know, women forgive men if they make jokes about rape if they're not Salman Khan. Women may forgive Salman Khan for shooting a chinkara if he was not Salman Khan. That he's actually being targeted for his stardom, not that he's been given a soft ride or a wide berth.
Well, no, not at all. You know, the general public, the main concern that they have is that whether you're a film star, a doctor, or somebody who makes shoes, wildlife protection laws and laws in general need to apply to everyone equally. And because Salman was initially considered guilty by the lower courts, and because this has taken 18 years to come to any type of conclusion, people have major doubts as to the credibility of this case.
Zafar Sureshwala, how does... I can understand to some degree that when you're in the public space, you get deconstructed and abused in the way that if you are not a known person, you don't. To that extent, the public eye does enhance your vulnerability. But when people see a pattern, you know, like just see the mysterious driver. A case mein driver is ready to take the bullet literally and say, "Maine mara us pavement dweller ko." Dusre case mein driver ki testimony nahi li jati. Zafar Sureshwala, who's going to believe that these are fairly tried cases? Zafar?
Yeah.
Barkha, you know, I think this would be very unfair. Because in both the cases, even in the pavement case, the lower court, you know, you take for the first time. Initially, when that accident happened, Salman was booked for an accident. And after 18 days, there was an afterthought and he was booked on culpable homicide amounting to murder. He was put in jail for 18 days.
Somebody ran over a man. We forget. Somebody killed the chinkara.
Yes,
somebody ran over a man. A man died. Yes. An animal was hunted. We forget all of this and we go and
Barkha,
see Sultan and
Barkha,
say, wow, what a great actor.
No. Barkha, what I'm saying, it was an accident. And Salim Khan and the family, of course, you cannot bring a life. But they put 20 lakhs immediately. I said, take it as an accident. Don't say that Salman was there to kill people. And Sinkara, you mean to say Salman was alone? Can one person go in a shikar?
That is a
there
fair
must
point.
Be at least
that
nine people.
I think that's a fair point. I think that's a fair
where
question.
Where are those nine people?
That's a fair question. There were other actors who were implicated in these black mark cases.
Yes.
Where are they all? Why has it all become about Salman? Is it because he's the biggest star? I think there is a reasonable cynicism there that the biggest star gets the rawest deal from the media.
Perhaps from the media, but not from the police. As we can clearly see, the prosecution failed the case completely. And moreover, the...
But why aren't we talking about the other people? I think Zafar Sureshwala has a point in saying, why does it always become about Salman?
Well, there are more accused people, but right now the case was... The whole defense was put up by Salman's defense counsel.
Yes.
So that's why it is his name that is coming up. The pattern that you're saying, I'd like to put just add a little to that. The pattern is so spectacular. Here you can see in every case the brazenness, not just that, but the superficial glibness in this case, and a complete lack of remorse, lack of empathy by the remarks that have been made even in the rape
analogy, the horrible rape analogy.
Yeah. All these sum up to a certain entitled
arrogance.
Exactly. And not just that. If you see that these are the symptoms of psychopathy. These are all symptoms
That's
of psychopathy.
That's a strong word.
It is.
Are you calling Salman Khan a psychopath?
Well, he should be tested. Because
you're saying Salman Khan should be tested for whether he's a clinically
yes, exactly.
tested for whether
clinically
he's a psychopath.
Tested. Absolutely.
That's a really strong word
These
to use.
Are symptoms
you're not
that
saying
he
he's a spoiled rich film star. You're saying he might be a psychopath.
Exactly.
I'm asking this again and
there
again.
Have been,
so
there
I'm
have
giving
been.
You a chance to reflect
but
on the choice of that word.
I am not. I'm absolutely certain. In fact, I went through all the symptoms and compared all the events, the various events that have happened over the past few decades. If you see, he's had instances of violence with his co-actors. Even lady co-actors. There have been instances where he's... And it's not a real accident, if you say. I mean, hit and run could have been an accident. Picking up a gun and shooting down animals is not an accident. That too, knowing very well that these are
so
protected animals.
You want to
animals.
Test it for whether he's a psychopath.
Well, absolutely.
Okay, that's the strongest statement I've heard
say,
about. Yeah, I'll get
say,
reactions to that.
I would say he's a reformed psychopath. A
but
reformed
you're all using
one.
This word psychopath.
Of course.
Yeah, because
the symptoms
that,
are all
that
there.
Is in the past, because when you're... When you're in your youth and your libido and your hormones are all over the place,
that has nothing to do with being a psychopath.
It does.
It's not about libido.
It adds to your woes,
it's
I can assure
you. It's not about libido. Psychopath
well,
is a serious
libido,
word.
If you have
Sexism,
a high libido, you will rape somebody.
And driving down somebody is not about libido.
If you have a high libido, the chances that you will rape
come
somebody
on.
Are increased.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my
oh
God.
My God.
I've been reading, I've been reading the wrong books.
You know what, Nasir? That is actually more offensive than Salman Khan's rape analogy.
Oh my
because
God.
We don't need to educate you
oh
that rape
God.
Is about power and the abuse of power, and it has nothing to do with libido. And I take strong objection
okay.
to your reducing it to
I'm
that.
I'm sorry,
but
I
want to go
my
back
words
to Gauri's description.
If it's untrue.
No, it is not
if
true.
If I may read okay. the symptoms
yes.
of psychopathy.
Yes.
Superficial charm and glibness, inflated sense of self-worth, constant need for stimulation, lying pathologically, conning others, being manipulative, we've seen that in all his cases, lack of remorse or guilt by even attempting to, pay off, victims and getting out of cases.
I'm just saying
shallow
this is a
emotions,
word, and none of us
callous,
are qualified.
Lack
none
of empathy,
us are qualified to make
all
this assessment
these.
About anybody.
But he should
right.
be
but
tested.
But let's be measured. Let's be measured. We are not psychologists. I mean, I'm not a trained psychologist. I would not use a word like
For
this,
a certain
which
time
has
in
a
my
clinical,
life I've been.
Which has a clinical context. I would not use it loosely. But let me get Purva and Zafar Sureshwala to come in. Zafar Sureshwala.
I think the lady, I don't know what she thinks herself to be. I mean, you are holier than thou. You mean to say that judges are foolish in the country and you are the only person who knows. And I mean, what atrocious words you are using. Do you know Salman Khan? Have you met him? Have you sat with him? I mean, this is absolutely absurd. And I am appalled, Barkha, that this lady is using such words and such phrases on national television. She should be ashamed and she should feel sorry for herself. I mean, you are going beyond the judges of the country. I mean, don't be holier than thou. My advice to you, lady. Don't be judgmental. Don't make judgments before even you know anybody. You may be a big judgments. Psychologist, but psychologists, they see the people. So I think this kind of judgment is very dangerous, and such people are
it's
dangerous for the
no
society.
Judgment. And there's just
coming
suggestion.
Back to Salman
there
Khan.
Is a suggestion.
There's
a point from Zafar there that you are not the judge. The judge has acquitted him. So
exactly.
why the judge has acquitted him? Why are
on
you
a technicality,
using a word like psychopath?
On a technicality. And the judgment is yet to be challenged before the Supreme Court, which it will be. But right now, the symptoms that have been displayed as a pattern over the past few years, and this is not an isolated example.
So you're
where
sticking to your you're sticking
exactly,
to your
I'm absolutely
Purva,
sticking
Purva,
to it.
Purva, and I'll let Zafar come in on a rebuttal to that as well. Purva.
Yeah, what I can say is that psychologists and sociologists have found that people who are cruel to animals rarely stop there. They do often go on to hurting animals and hurting other people. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigations actually considers cruelty to animals a warning sign for other crimes such as rape, murder. Lots of serial killers have a history of cruelty to animals. You know, I'm just saying that this is a recognized trait in people who are violent, and it should be taken very, very seriously for anyone who commits a crime against an animal.
Zafar Sureshwala, the point is there's also something absurd about the father having to front the battles for his son all the time. His son is no longer a child. I think that doesn't go down well with people either. Zafar.
See, Barkha, I mean, Salim Khan is a different man. I mean, you can't compare Salim Khan with Salman Khan. But I'll tell you, I know Salman Khan personally. I mean, I've been associated with him for 8 years. I don't know Salman Khan as an actor or as a superstar. I've hardly seen any films of his. I know Salman Khan as a human being. And this is my personal experience which I've been seeing for 8 years. The kind of, you know, feeling which he has for people, you can come down to Bandra Bandstand every day.
Why do you think
50 people are there, he writes
checks worth 9 lakhs of rupees. Why do you think there's the same common pattern to all his cases? Zafar, I have to close, but why do you think there is one pattern to all his cases? Hostile witnesses, missing testimonies, shoddy prosecution, poor policing.
But see, Barkha, all the judgments have been made by the honorable judges. And you can't question the wisdom of the judges. So, Barkha, I think it should be left to that. And
why
if people are not satisfied with the judgment, they can go to the Supreme Court.
No,
they can go to the
point.
Higher court.
Judges can be questioned.
If that same lower court,
Salman Khan himself has questioned judges. The lower court judge did find him guilty in this case. We all do question judges and judgments. We may not question the intent of the judges, but we certainly are free to question judgments. So there is a distinction there. I will have to leave it there, but there are many questions. There are many, many questions that remain here in the minds of ordinary people. Would this kind of good luck, if you want to call it that, ever befall an ordinary person who was not rich, powerful and connected? Leaving it there, Zafar Sureshwala, Gauri Maliki, Purva and Nasir Abdullah, thank you so much for joining us on the Buck Stops here. See you tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Thanks for watching.